you heard from Taylor?
Yeah, he said he was running a little behind and apologized. He'll probably walk in while we're doing the intro. Check 1, 2.
Check.
Speaking.
Where are we rolling? Be quiet.
I'm Taylor.
No, stop talking. Stop it. Hello, and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feed, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat, moderated by the author of the well-known blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or we'll know you're a witch.
You can't scare people into subscribing with a witch.
I can't?
No, that's not right.
Are you a witch?
No, I'm just saying you need to be more reasonable and stop trying to frighten people into subscribing.
Where did you get the idea?
From my brain.
Do you know what number I'm thinking of?
478.
Witch!
That wasn't your number.
Burn him!
I'm not a witch!
We only have 2 rules on the show. Rule number 1, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number 2, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you manipulative jagoff. You know who you are. We're coming to you live from the ENH studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the studio tonight, we have Leo Igwe, Jesse Case, and Taylor Williamson.
Hi, I'm Taylor Williamson.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Taylor. Taylor, it's good to have you.
So that's actually
where you
pretty
been
good, Taylor Williamson.
Where you been, Taylor?
Everyone's just glossing over the fact that I did a stupid voice, but Jesse just did a really good Taylor.
Yeah, can you do Taylor?
I hang out with Taylor a lot, though, you know?
You do hang out with Taylor.
Yeah, so I can do a pretty good Taylor.
Yeah?
I don't know if he's got a good Jesse. We'll compare him when he gets here.
All right, cool. I think both of you should just be different. You should do each other the whole time.
Okay.
Well, that's not the sentence I was going for. Thank you,
whatever,
Amanda.
Whatever, man. It's changing world, man. Changing world.
Leo Igwe. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
All the way from Africa. Is that where your home is now? Are you living in Africa or do you live elsewhere now?
Well, I live in Germany, but I do some research work in Africa.
Let me tell you a little about Leo. This gentleman originates from Nigeria. Now... You are going around the world, I think, talking about... And by the way, we want to thank the JREF for bringing you to the U.S. Is that correct?
Yeah.
They got you here. And Atheist United? They're involved also?
Yeah, they're also involved.
And you've come out here to talk about some significant problems, specifically the one that caught my attention, the witchcraft problem that we keep reading about and seeing on YouTube in Africa.
A lot of people don't know about this.
Like, as in, how do we stop these witches?
No. They know how to stop the witches. Hey, let me tell you something. When watching these stories, the first thing I think is, if these people can really do witchcraft, wouldn't the judge and the police be scared shitless of them?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you even think that you could stop a witch if they have magic? It doesn't add up, actually.
Let's hear the story. What's going on here?
Tell us about it.
Well, the fact is that many people believe that you can kill or harm others spiritually. In fact, last month, a 20-year-old boy died, and the family suspected a woman in the neighborhood of being responsible, and they were furious. Sure. I went to see them, and they told me that the woman killed their brother spiritually. And they asked me, don't you believe that somebody can kill another person spiritually? And I asked them, look, what did the person use? You have to tell me, because if somebody killed another person, the person must have used knife or something. There must be let's say an instrument the person used.
Right.
Yes. So that is the belief. The belief there that somebody can harm another person, kill another person
with their mind.
Yeah. They say spiritually. They say magically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what makes it really interesting in a way in Ghana is that
I'm going to guess that some people actually believe they can kill through witchcraft.
Yeah, but the thing there is that, okay, you can kill. Kill! You can kill. Why not kill?
I can? I didn't know I could. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Wow.
Does this tend to end up pretty much the same as during Salem and so on, where witch fundamentally means any woman you disagree with?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I keep seeing. Is that accurate, Leo?
Like,
and what he means
it just
is,
comes down to basic misogyny.
It's not gender, is it?
No, it's not gender. There are male witches too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That not just any woman. Sometimes it could be any man. Well, sometimes it could be a child.
Right, yes. Right.
Yes.
And it's the traditional witch doctor, as we would call in Western culture.
Yeah.
The traditional healer. Mm-hmm. Plays a major role in accusing people of witchcraft when he sees these illnesses. Is that right?
Yeah, but you see, there are local narratives in the community.
Yeah.
Whereby people believe that, yes, if you are sick and you see somebody in your dream,
yeah,
that person is the one responsible
Whoa.
For the sickness.
There you go.
What about the preachers in the area? Are they?
Yeah, but the preachers, you know, what they do is that they leverage on these beliefs, these narratives. They are the ones valorizing the narratives. And, you know, so that when you come, because the preachers, they don't have the medical knowledge. They don't have the solution. Mm-hmm. They will now tell you, oh, yeah, there must be a witch in your family. That's why you are sick for a long time.
Or you are poor.
Yeah, of course. Today you are poor. Your business is not going. You know, you can't get a wife or you can't get a husband. In fact, any problem you have, you know, is associated with that witch in your family.
Right.
And so, what family members do is to, if they're having problems, they will just go out and
look. It's confirmation bias run amok.
So that's why I'm single.
Yes.
Yeah, but that is it. That's that. What you just need to is just come to a witch doctor, and the witch doctor will tell you that you know, there is somebody in your family who doesn't want you to marry. Now let me just tell you this story.
Right.
I met a woman.
So my mother is a witch.
According to the witch doctor, maybe.
I met a woman
in the north of Ghana, and she told me that they told her that why she was single was that she was married to a tree.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
How did they come to decide that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That these are the rules. All these witch doctors.
You know how
all
complicated
people,
that family tree would look like. Just like other trees. Just brutal.
Yeah. That her husband was a tree, you know, that she had no real husband. So, and they had to do some sacrifice.
It's
maybe
desperation.
So that there's a divorce, you know.
It's desperation, and she had to divorce the tree?
No, there has to be a divorce for her to marry.
Okay.
Because if you are married to a tree, no man will marry you again.
Well, you can't, I mean, yeah, you can't marry a woman who's already married to a tree.
Who's already married?
I can see
married.
Why she'd marry him. You know he's sporting wood.
Of course.
When was the ceremony? What was that like? You know, how does...
There wasn't. Oh, you mean the divorce ceremony?
No, the tree marriage ceremony.
No, it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah. The
irony as long
here
as it's spiritual,
is that one day
expect.
That tree will be turned into a Bible.
Listen,
this is the slippery slope. It's first, it's
Taylor's here.
No gay marriage. Then it's married to a tree.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next?
A not well constructed joke.
You're married to a badly constructed joke.
There's something in
pretty
there.
Sappy, Taylor.
Oh.
Can I ask?
Not the first pun, by the way. I did one earlier. That's
no,
your pun.
Yeah.
Could I ask then, like, as you've clearly done research in this, as an expert in this, how do we protect ourselves from these witches?
Matt! What, we have to protect ourselves? You know what this is about? This is about desperation and ignorance.
Yep.
That's what fuels. That's the whole thing that makes this possible.
Also,
I remember being in New Zealand. Can you remember that thought, or you want to throw
it
out?
Yes, I can remember it.
I remember being in New Zealand and learning about the Maori. The Maori are those folks that they're the indigenous.
With the face tattoos.
Yeah. And the face tattoos, and they're a warring people. And the Maori, all of their ability to fight back was taken back. They don't have weapons available to them. And they're being oppressed by these people who moved in and took over their land, just like the Indians here.
Right.
You will...
The hobbits.
The hobbits. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing... When the only thing left is superstition to scare your opponent with, that's what you will resort to when you don't have any other weapon to use.
Yeah.
And I think Matt was making a really good point. It seemed to me in the doc that I watched this afternoon about this online... It seems to me that sometimes this whole witchcraft and the penal code supporting the idea that witchcraft is a chargeable offense.
Yeah.
That's a major part of the problem.
Yeah.
It seems to me like it just simply becomes a case of someone getting mad at someone else and going, I'm just going to tell them you're a witch, you're fucked. But it's not only that, there are people practicing what they think to be witchcraft spells too, right? It's a dual problem.
The plot thickens. Yeah. Now, what are the ramifications of being accused of witchcraft? What can happen to you?
You can be killed.
If you are accused of witchcraft.
Yeah, so that woman, for instance.
It depends, number one, on which country are you.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if you are in Nigeria and you're a woman, particularly, you could be lynched.
Okay.
In fact, today I got a news.
Who's doing the lynching? There's white people there?
No, sometimes. Look. You are going to be lynched because you are seen as a dangerous person.
You have
to be eliminated from the society.
Right, right.
So lynching you is like maybe a sniper, somebody that kills.
Yeah.
You know, you're attacking and killing people,
yeah.
Shooting people randomly. So what they do is that if any person, the nearest person who could eliminate you, eliminates you.
Right.
So
and that is their perspective on it.
That is it.
Consider them to be a very dangerous person.
So witchcraft is a heinous crime.
Yeah.
So if you are if
more
you're
like
accused,
bad luck, Jonathan, huh?
Guys?
No.
I see what you're doing. Crickets.
The people who are accusing people of witchcraft, is there money and a power exchange involved with this?
Yeah, well, a lot of money. Number one, there's what they call witch testing. Yeah.
Wow.
If I accuse you now, I'll have to take you to a local priest.
Cash for gold.
Yeah. Yeah, a local priest.
Cash for gold. Yeah, local cash for gold where they test if you're a witch.
With a little scraping.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
How do they test?
There are so many tests, but the popular ones in Ghana now, you call it the chicken test.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then you have the broom test.
Yeah, we watched the cyanide test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Here, go ahead. I'll let him tell it.
Yeah,
I've seen a movie about this.
Please tell us what the chicken test is.
Yeah, it's really great.
The chicken test is that you have to go to a local priest,
mm-hmm.
a traditional priest, and they will tell you to bring some chicken. Maybe three or four, and of course, which will end up in the purse of the priest and the family, of course, at the end of the day. So the chicken is slaughtered, and they will tell you that if the chicken falls facing the sky, you know, when you kill the chicken, and the chicken maybe rolls, you know, and all that, and falls facing the sky, then you are innocent.
Yeah.
You are not a witch.
Right.
But if it falls maybe facing the ground, then you're a witch.
They're basically doing cold reads with them.
Of all the schemes to get free chicken. I mean, that is so stereotypical.
No, definitely, yes. That's what it is.
Right.
That's
Amanda, what it is. Amanda, go ahead.
That's a different one than what he's talking about, actually. The chicken test he's talking about is with chicks and cyanide being fed to them.
Okay.
And like... So
we saw
the
a movie.
Person administering the test controls the amount of cyanide the chick gets.
Gets, yeah.
So if it dies, then whatever bad thing they are testing for.
Yeah.
It's a divination. It's
okay,
a form of divination that they also use for.
Yeah.
Have you seen that before?
Well, I have not seen it, but I have. What I have witnessed was a situation whereby somebody came with chicken to make some sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yes. And after doing the sacrifice, the children... The children of the witch doctor.
Yeah,
they're supposed to go to school, but they couldn't. They were just staying behind. So all of a sudden, the man had to. The man came out and told them that they had to leave for school. You know what happened? They were waiting to help, you know, prepare the chicken, you know, for the day and all that. So they didn't want to go to school. They wanted to stay back and prepare the chicken so that they could eat and partake from the chicken. So the man had to now force them to go, you know, to leave for school and things like that. So I just want to confirm what you said, that...
it's just a way to get chicken.
Getting chicken and getting protein for the family of the
witch
doctor.
Like
and nothing more.
It's like the old $100 test.
Okay.
Just bring me $100 and if it falls to the east, you're not a witch.
But
$100.
It's like the free dinner version of a coin toss. It's just heads or tails. Like if the chicken lands up.
Right.
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 Yeah. Can you eat the chicken either way though? I mean, whether
you
it's a positive
that it
or
would
a negative.
Be,
a tainted chicken.
Yeah, you would think it'd be a tainted chicken with the witchcraft thing. Being.
Yeah, what happens is that, you know, if you bring the chicken for the sacrifice, you will not eat, you know, is the family of the witch doctor and the
they're
other
the ones
others
that eat.
Who eat.
You know, we have that in the in the Christian Bible. You studied at seminary. You know about this. You know that the grain offering. Now, they had all the offerings in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
But